Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Holy cow, we got an amazing program for you today, folks. Don't worry, folks. We've gone from, if there's a lot of people that aren't vaccinated, which there are, you need to mask up if you're vaccinated so you don't get the COVID from them. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. My wife's trying to call me. Sorry, folks. Just a second. My producer is trying to get a hold of me, so. But, yeah. It's just nuts because, I mean, now they've gone from you should mask up even if you're vaccinated to prevent yourself from people like me that aren't vaccinated. They're going door to door. Now they're saying that there's going to be massive mask mandates. Yeah, they're going to come after you. Yeah, once everything gets more approved, they're going to come after you and mandate masks. Country star. Yeah, it's just kind of funny because, like, the whole 4th of July thing, my mom was like, oh, it's Monday and all this stuff. So sometimes in between clients, she wants to say hi and all this stuff. And, you know, but a country star, John Rich, he's kind of this cancel culture is just ridiculous. And, you know, and he's standing up and against it, against this woke country music bullcrap. So, yeah. Got police officers who rescued a 6-year-old from an alleged kidnapping. Thank God to defund the police. See, these people that chant defund the police, they chant that. They do. Until their kid would be kidnapped. Where's the police? Where's the police? Well, you wanted to defund the police. Officers honored for saving 2-year-old's life. We would do it again because we care. Because, you know, police are just so evil. Wikipedia and mission, you know, they're basically like, they're going to start censoring and, you know, certain things they won't allow links to. And, you know, they're trying just like Facebook, I guess, temporarily the CPAC sites down. They're banning Trump's speech and all this stuff. Like, no one's going to be able to watch it or hear it if they don't ban it. No one's going to hear it, so let's ban it, even though you can hear it in all these other places. Arizona governor, this is hilarious. The AR governor. Mr. Hutchinson, what's up, buddy? There is nothing dramatic in Biden's door-to-door vaccine push. There's nothing dramatic about it. Like you're really going to get someone that's 100% hardcore no vaccinator that's magically just going to say, oh, I'm glad they came. They convinced me to get the vaccine. All right. Yeah. I don't think so, pal. Sit down. Not today, Satan. Not today. Border bandits rob migrants at gunpoint in Arizona. What I really think that is. What I think that is. That's just their, I call them the migrant ponies. They're the coyotes, basically. Okay, yep. Like, you come across, you give us whatever, and you still owe us this, and, you know, they're getting their money. It's the coyotes taking what's rightfully theirs. You know, like I was talking about earlier, Dr. Fauci, he wants to support mask mandates 100% for people who are vaccinated to protect themselves against people that won't get vaccines. Now he's predicting mandates will be coming, guaranteed. They will be forcing you to get them. I'm going to get into Biden's former COVID-19 czar. Thank God we had Trump and none of this czar bullcrap. That 40% of all businesses and restaurants have closed permanently forever, will never reopen. Teen suicide is up 31%. Trump was being called a racist and a hater and a bigot because he was banning travel to countries. And guess what happened? 30! We should have sacrificed more. A pandemic was going to happen no matter what, but we could have saved more lives if we would have done more. If Trump's administration did so little, when everything he did, you complained he was racist and bigoted and all this. I give up. Matt, I got so much more, so welcome to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I've been listening to that CPAC speech of Trump's. Let me tell you something. The stuff's still going to get out there. They act like it's not on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, but you're never going to be able to see it ever again. But that's the problem, because you got Dr. Fauci, like, a couple weeks ago. Well, guess what, folks? Those of you have the vaccine, you might as well just wear your mask and make sure you social distance, because we want to make sure you don't get COVID from the people that aren't going to mask up and aren't social distancing and all this stuff and don't get the vaccine. Now he's like, well, once the FDA approval process comes along more, pardon me, and the FDA gives these shots the full approval, yeah, just like they did the full approval of Zantac. Yeah. Woo! I'm glad the FDA gave the approval to Zantac. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to mandate vaccines. Then you can be, I'm not against, if you want to get the vaccine, you should be able to get 25 of them. You should be able to get every, and I think you should get one of every vaccine. You're more protected. If you want to do that, you should have that option. If you should, as someone that's gotten the vaccine, should support my right not to be vaccinated. Why? Very simply, because it's called anti-government, the New York Times calls it anti-government. It's called freedom. But essentially, it is anti-government. We didn't want to have government rule. We didn't want to have kings and queens rule. We wanted to have a hospital paid for by us, not a government giving us money. Heck, we'd probably still owe on the original money borrowed from the government to start a hospital if we would have started one in 1776. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. They can try to come to my door. I don't care. I'm not getting the vaccine. They're not going to change my mind. There ain't nothing they could do that's going to change my opinion ever. I don't care. I'm not getting it. End of story. So you just don't understand. I had the Bill of Rights and I had the Constitution. And you should support the rights. I support people that want to get the vaccine. They should go ahead. Get 10 of them. They should support my right not to get it. I'm not going to get a vaccine from the very people that gave me the pandemic in the first place. We need to stay home and get locked down because there's a pandemic. And the same idiots are like, and there's a majority of people. See, the reason why they want to do these mask mandates and lockdowns and everything is because no one's getting the vaccine. See, I put faith over fear. As 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, if I could speak all languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. I know the language of God and the language of love. But guess what, folks? I have freedoms and rights, too. But you get all these people. I told someone, how dare you be so inconsiderate? Millions of people are dying from COVID every second, and you won't get the vaccine, you ungrateful bastard. You didn't hear Dr. Fauci? Yeah, listen. He told you, who had the freaking vaccine, that you have to social distance and mask up so that you don't get the COVID from me. If you have the vaccine, why should you have to social distance? That was the whole point of getting the vaccines, was they said that, oh, everyone get the vaccine and we can end this crap. Well, if you're still going to have to mask up and social distance to prevent yourself from getting COVID because I won't get the vaccine, then you need to rethink your choice of the vaccine, because it's obviously not working or doesn't. Because all it really technically does, from what I've researched this, is it just lessens the side effects if you get it. You won't get as sick. You'll still get COVID. It just won't be as bad. Don't worry, because every year you're going to have to get a booster shot. Now, I know, I'm not getting that. Well, then what's the point of getting the vaccine if you're not going to get that booster shot that you have to get every year? That's just the stupidity of people. They'll rush to get the vaccine, but there's going to be a booster shot you have to get every year. I'm not getting that. Well, then why'd you get the vaccine? To protect myself from COVID. Well, to protect yourself with this vaccine, you have to get the booster. It doesn't work if you don't get that super booster. I'm not getting the vaccine, so I don't have to worry about this booster. The only way I'll tell my listeners this. The only way I'm getting the COVID vaccine is if they put a bullet in my head and kill me, and then they inject it in me after I'm dead. I'm just letting you know, folks, we're having some severe lightning and thunder, so if the show abruptly ends, may lose power. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you know, I mean, they have, I'm going to get into this because this is kind of under the same bucket topic, because you have Biden's former COVID czar. You notice how when Trump was president, you didn't hear about any czars? And all of a sudden, Biden's back in, and everyone's a czar now. That's his dementia czar. That's his note card czar. All these czars. And Andy Slavitty basically was, where was he on? He was on, I think, ABC or CBS. And he was talking about how, like, we didn't sacrifice enough as a nation. Is 40% of the businesses never reopening ever again not enough sacrifice? Is teen suicide up 31%? Is that not enough? Well, you know, Trump's administration didn't do enough. They were slow to act. That's what they say. The same idiots that say now, Trump was slow to act. I have people that get in my face about Trump was slow to act when they were the ones that were going off on me because I was supporting a racist because he was banning travel everywhere. How dare he ban travel to this country and that country and from this country? How dare he? It's to stop the spread of COVID. And you same idiots now say he didn't do anything or didn't do enough. He didn't say, well, yeah, he banned travel to these countries, but he didn't do enough back then. No. You said. You said he didn't do enough.
It's me.
God, you're scared that. My wife. But this COVID czar, Trump didn't do enough. We didn't sacrifice enough. 40% of the businesses will never reopen. 31% uptake in teenage suicides. And everybody telling me that, oh, Trump's a racist because he's banning from all these countries, travel and stuff. But then, now, oh, he didn't do enough. He was slow to react. That's what I miss about. That's one thing I miss with Trump is there was no czars. We didn't have these Biden's diaper changing czar.
Well, Trump didn't want to control us.
Yeah.
He was fighting for us.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we didn't have these diaper changing czars, the dementia czar. I mean, I don't know if you saw that video of Biden when he was going up to a counter, I guess, to get ice cream like he always does, and this lady asked him a question, and he got so confused, he had to pull out like this huge-ass nose card out of the thing and had to read the thing. Hold on. What was the question? Come on, man. And he had to read this, and that is not making fun of him. That is scary that they're parading this man around who has severe mental and cognitive issues. This is not a joke. This is not a joke, folks. We're not out here making...
It's thunderstorming, just so you know.
Oh, I know. That's why I said if I lose power or whatever. Because there was a couple times of the sky lit up pretty good. But, I mean, it's just nuts. You know, and then they try to control us and tell us what to do and where to go. And then you got like the Nashville woke country, because you got a country star, John Rich. The threat of cancellation the deep state in this cancel culture is trying to silence conservative country artists and people that stand up for America.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're having some major, major lightning, folks. So.
The cats don't care.
Oh, yeah, they love it. But let me just do something before I get back into this John Rich story. I've been within like probably 150 feet of or less from lightning actually hitting, and I was about 2 feet off the ground. I would say 20 feet, but it was like 2 feet realistically. I jumped. It was so loud, so scary. And then there were like inch strips of bark that went down this tree that were like strewn out, like someone just took a knife and carved like an inch with the bark and then just pulled it out and then went to this and stripped and put like five of them, and the tree like a day later died. Everything is turned brown, and they cut it down, my neighbor, but man. Whew. So, yeah, lightning and me don't really get too well along. Plus, that we live in Tornado Alley, so, you know, if the sirens go, I've actually had sirens going during a live show. So, I'm like, okay, I'm shut my computer off, and we're going. See ya. We're going to our shelter. Yeah, it's a shelter. It's not a safe space. It's a shelter. But country music star John Rich of Big and Rich told Breitbart News this weekend that the very liberal majority of those in the country music industry have become embroiled in recent months to push woke leftist ideology publicly in this world. They're trying to shove this crap down our throats. Well, No, if you're going to be woke, okay, yeah, I might like your songs, but I'm not supporting your idea. No, done. Bye. See you next. I'm done with this. I'm done with everyone trying to indoctrinate our kids and everything. Like, let kids be kids. Let kids watch TV. Not this. Welcome back to Critical Race Theory TV, folks. We used to be, yes, you would know it as MTV, but now it's Critical Race Theory TV. Yes, where we're going to teach you blacks to hate whites and whites to hate blacks, even though we're Captain Healing and Unity. It's amazing how they're trying to divide this country, but they were having all these news weeks of Captain Healing and Unity. We're coming together. We're going to bring this country together with Critical Race Theory so that we can have whites fight with blacks and blacks fight with whites, and then you have...
You know what? I'll just turn to a different race.
Yeah, or we can have that guy from Terrence's video that he's... For 8 years, I've been... Oh, yeah. I mean, if you haven't, I don't know if you know this, but... See, I'm transracial because, like, when I meet an Asian person, I pick up their accent.
When you meet any race.
Yeah, when I meet a Jamaican person, I speak Jamaican because I think it's easier for them to understand me.
Until I did smack you in the back of the head.
Sorry, but, like, you know, I mean, see, when you have someone from Jamaica hit a head, man, what you be doing, man? He understands that, you know. Does he really understand what I'm saying right now? I doubt it. But if you say, hey, what's going on? You know, my mom would be like, boy, you don't want to be some one-room shanty doc working nobody, do ya? See, he understands that.
You just need
Jesus. See, my wife always says I need Jesus, but she never says she needs Jesus. You ever hear that? You ever notice that? But she does. I mean, we all do. But we have... this woke society where people think they're giraffes and people think that they're, well, I'm going to get my skin pigmentation tattooed so that I can be more the black person I really think I am. And I'm not like a Michael Jackson black. I'm talking like really dark black, like from like the jungles of Africa, like tribal black, you know. And I really think I am North Korean, not South Korean, so.
You need to get that going for a test.
What's up?
You could do that. Just go to a tanner.
Well, it's got to be permanent. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and go to a tanner every single solitary day to look like that and get skin cancer. I'm going to get the ink poisoning from having too much ink in my body. But anywho.
It smells
good. Anywho. It's just, I don't understand this world where people don't know who they are anymore. Am I a boy? Am I a girl? Am I a man? Am I don't know. For 8 years, I knew I was a North Korean, but I was in a South Korean's body, and I didn't know what to do. And
well, he never made specific which Korean he was.
Well, and that's why I said what I said there with the North and South. That was the whole joke. You know, he had no. I don't know. Well, see, because see, actually, North Koreans have their eyes slant up a little bit more than the South. I don't know. I mean, I don't understand this world where people think where millions of people are coming out all of a sudden who have no idea what they are. I don't know what my who am I? Am I a dog or a cat or I don't know. I'm glad I can look between my legs and know what gender I am.
Did you talk about Cuba?
I haven't gotten there yet. But, I mean, see, remember when they had that Black Lives Matter riots and all those people saying, defund the police, and then when they get shot at, where's the cops? Well, a police officer rescues a six-year-old from an alleged kidnapper. Thank God the defund the police was able to not get to where this didn't happen. Behind bars is Robbie Wildett, 40-year-old, after witnesses said he saw a six-year-old and tried to take her.
Have you seen that video?
And all this stuff is going on, all this, There's two things now that I think about with lots of stuff like this, is that I think this whole defund the police movement and all this stuff is designed to make crime go bad so they can blame guns, and when they can blame guns, they can say, okay, yep, we gotta go after the weapons, we gotta go after this, and then we need to get a military style police in there because the police aren't doing their job, even though, you know, I mean, because now that crime rates are through the roof, they're trying to say that it's the Republicans that wanted to defund the police, not the other way around, and it's all kinds of craziness. But that's what's going on in this world. It's crazy, and I don't understand it. I can't get my head around this stuff, so. Hello?
Hey, man. What you do, man? You try to cultural misappropriate my culture, man?
Hey, it's my boy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Ma, me come after you, man. You pretend you West Indian, ma. Hey.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that recent Terrence video where that guy for 8 years says that he's felt like he's in the wrong body and he had surgery to look more Korean.
Yeah, I read something about it. He spent $5,000, I believe. I'm not even sure of the price. It was either $5,000 or $50,000. So that he can look transracial. What is up with that?
I don't understand this crap. Now, I will admit that when I go somewhere, if I go to an Asian restaurant, I'll sometimes speak in an accent like theirs. And it's not out of disrespect, it's just that's how I hear them talk. So, because like, especially with the Mexicans, when they say some phrases backwards, I'll say it in English backwards the way they say it, just because I think they understand it better. But, you know, it's not out of disrespect, but it's just, I don't understand these people that, like, that they wake up and, like, oh, yeah, for the last 8 years, I think I'm Hawaiian, so I'm going to go have surgery to look like a Hawaiian.
Yeah, well, it takes all kinds. Look, there's all kinds of mental illnesses out there. I can more understand somebody who wants to change from a boy to a girl, but now the trans, and Korean too. I mean, did this guy differentiate himself into becoming North Korean or South Korean? Which one?
It didn't say. He just said Korean. And that's why I'm like, well, is he North or South? Does he support Kim Jong-un or not?
Yeah.
Well, Jason
named it Joan. Yeah. But it is just nuts. This whole cancel culture and shutting everything down and trying to shut everyone up, and people don't know who they are and what race they are and what gender they are. I'm glad I can look between my legs and know I'm a man.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to come on and ask you what's new, but I took a look at your description page. It seems like a lot of shit is new today, isn't it?
And especially in Cuba, because they had thousands of people marching in the streets with American flags and stuff, standing up for
hollering freedom.
No,
the New York Times,
really?
Yeah, and the New York Times is calling freedom anti government.
Oh, wow. The New York Times is really done.
What's wrong with that?
And I'm like, what's wrong with anti-government? What's wrong with, I mean, the government sucks. They're half our problems.
That used to be the most revered paper along with the Washington Post. And now it's nothing more than a, you know, you wouldn't even want to put on the bottom of your birdcage. It's that rotten.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bad. But to see these people, it's sad because our own Olympians can't even respect our nation's flag, but you have people, because there's a video that's gone viral, there's tons of people who've done it, and it's a video where it's like the national anthem, as you've never heard it, explains what the national anthem is about, and they have people from Britain, from Germany, there's a family from New Zealand that watches it, and they're dang near in tears. And they're like, well, I think as what do you, what? No, I think I got it wrong. I think you put your hand over your heart, your right hand, and they're like, they're trying to be respectful of it. And it's like, these people get this national anthem and get the respect of it and are treating it with respect and dignity and in tears. And you got our own U.S. citizens that are being laughed at around the world because they're taking a knee.
Yeah. I was taking a look at the write-up you had about Biden and his door-to-door vaccination push. Now, that bothers me.
Yeah.
That's just the next step in the 1939 German environment where there are your papers. This is, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a vaccine either. It's probably a bioweapon, and they just want to make sure that all Americans take it so that eventually they will die and die horribly. And this old demented asshole in the White House, he probably doesn't even know what's going on.
Oh, I know. He doesn't. Like when he was at that restaurant or whatever getting ice cream or whatever, and that lady asked him a question, and he had to pull out a huge note card. What was your question again? Let me see if I can find the answer on the... Because I know you had like four questions you were going to ask me, and they gave me the answers are pre-scripted, and you can tell he's so out of it. So I know
yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's just... And that vaccination push scares me, because I feel like I've said this before on my program. I feel like we're in Hitler's Nuremberg, Germany. We're in Auschwitz, okay? They're the red coats, and here we're trying to stand up for our freedoms. And like, I feel like the vaccine is like, here, I feel like I'm a Jew.
Yeah. You have to wear the goat. Well, the passport is coming. In some places, the passport is here. Because, what is it, the airlines New York had a free concert about a week or so ago. And they wouldn't allow people in unless they showed that they were vaccinated. And I think some major companies, perhaps of the Fortune 500, a few of them, they're saying that their employees have to get vaccinated. And I think a few of them.
Yeah. It's scary. But it's scary, though, that they want to push this heavily to where, like, and like I tell people, I'm like,
they'll be looking down the barrel on like
22. Oh, like I've told people all the time. I said, you know, I look at it like this. If you want to get the vaccine, you should be able to get one of each and super protect yourself. But if I don't want to get it and I'm not going to get it, then you should respect my freedom not to get it. If you're fully vaccinated, why should you have to social distance and mask to prevent getting it from me?
Well, there's the argument for both ways. Alan Dershowitz actually made a good argument a while back. And one of the prongs, it was a two-pronged argument, is that if you're contracting a disease and you can't spread it, right, then the government has no right to mandate that you take a vaccine because that's your body, that's your health. Leave the individual citizen alone. Now, if the person is like a Typhoid Mary, which is what he mentioned in his argument, and you're spreading it, then the government has a right and an obligation to tell you to take the vaccine because they have to protect other people from being infected. Makes sense to me. The thing is, though, we haven't been told what the contagion rate is of COVID, and that doesn't even really matter because they haven't changed the mortality rate. They said that COVID had a mortality rate of 2%. When you have a mortality rate of only, and it is only 2%, you do not shut down the economy. More people have died as a result of depression, mental illness, suicide, etc., because of the lockdown than of COVID. They did an assessment over in England, and they had the figures. I think England only has like 30 million people, if even that many. And more people have died as a result of the lockdown than of the COVID. So the lockdown is more dangerous to the health of the people than the so-called disease itself. And the same thing here. And the vaccine, oh, forget about it.
Yeah. It's the truth, and that's what's scary.
Yeah.
That it is scary.
So when they're pushing this so-called vaccine, they have to be doing it on purpose. They have to be doing it to damage the populace.
Oh, I think they thought that people would just line up like drones to get this, and nowhere near the number of people are getting vaccinated willingly like they thought. So now they got to do something.
Yeah, I heard, I don't have anything to back it up, but I heard that if Biden and Kamala Harris, didn't make a quota of at least 70% of Americans to be vaccinated by July the 4th, okay, which is already passed, they were going to be removed. How they were going to be removed, who knows? But, that's the rumor, that the cabal wants the 70% vaccination rate minimum. It hasn't been achieved. They're bribing people with lottery tickets and other incentives in order to get it. It's more than just crazy. It's homicidal. This is the government gone wild, probably in conjunction with the Rothschilds, to depopulate the planet. And if they're doing that, then I'm making the assumption that the families, the cabal's families, they know that around the corner is the transhumanism, the transference of human consciousness into an android body, either through a head transplant, which they've attempted to do in Italy, or through, uploading the consciousness electronically, I guess, into an android.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, why would they do it now? Because in a couple of years, my estimation, the planet would be in such chaos, you'll have billions of people dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones
that they have in Georgia? Yeah.
Yeah, where they have, there's a scripture written in there where they want to try to control the Earth's population, and I think this is one of those, that they're trying to keep the population of the Earth down to a certain number.
Yeah, I heard it was either 500 million or 500,000. I don't know which one, but it's not surprising. When you're ultra rich and you can afford as many yachts as you want, as many multi-million-dollar houses as you want, you throw the most expensive parties on the planet, what else is there to do? What else can turn you on? What else stimulates you? It has to be trying to become a god, an immortal being. That was one of the wishes of people like Caligula, Nero, Caesar, Hitler, Stalin. They all thought of themselves as gods, and they wanted to be as gods. But with today's technology, I would say definitely within 20 years, you'll be able to walk out of your body and walk into the body of a robot and, for all practical purposes, be immortal.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to be immortal on this planet. This planet sucks. This planet is nothing but war and conflict. Nah, not my type of planet, and certainly not for me to be immortal on. But those poor saps who have everything and are still looking for something else.
Yeah, it's sad. But yeah, I've read an article somewhere. I saw an article pop up and I couldn't find it, where there was someone talking about depopulating, about depopulation and how that's what they're trying to do. And because I do know, back in the, when this first came out, they said that they wanted you to, if you've had COVID and survived, to donate your plasma because they can get antibodies.
Right,
that fight and all this stuff. And now they're saying that if you get the vaccine, all the stuff that was good about that, your body can't produce that, and you can't use your plasma anymore, and it's...
And let's not forget the dangers of shedding. There was a woman who was being interviewed on the Alex Jones show. She's a doctor. She's a pediatrician. And she was observing that people who got vaccinated were shedding and were affecting pregnant women. Pregnant women can actually get miscarriages if they're next to somebody who is vaccinated, because the vaccinated person is shedding whatever it is that's coming out of their bodies. It's, you know, it's as a result of the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do know that I know somebody that said that their chiropractor wouldn't treat them anymore if they had gotten the vaccine. He wouldn't have them as a patient.
Yeah, I heard that too. Either a chiropractor or some other doctor says that if you're vaccinated, don't come into this office.
Yeah, and when they talked about the shedding and stuff, I'm like, wow, because I've heard that from multiple sources. So, and they're pretty reliable too. So
if you look on DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo will tell you what happens to people. They have stories of people who get the vaccine.
Oh wow, I'll have to look it up. Yeah, but it's just, I mean, it's just ridiculous all this stuff that's going on. And I just, and I think in this country and other countries, when everyone, like China, when they were waving the national flag of America, and in Cuba, when they're waving the national flag and all this stuff, and I think a lot of people are panicking because they're not seeing the danger in COVID like they're trying to push to get people, oh, you need to get the vaccine, and no one's seeing it. People aren't seeing a reason to wear a mask. People aren't seeing a reason to vaccinate. And they're like, well, how do we try to convince these people that are never going to get the vaccine to try to shove it down their throats and give it to them?
Oh, yeah, the government has the propaganda push. They're telling people it's safe, get vaccinated, protect your family, et cetera. They're even sending out flyers to citizens in different states, telling them how safe it is. Go get it, you know. It's all of this propaganda nonsense. And there's so many doctors, I mean, either virologists or epidemiologists or just ordinary doctors with patients who have come out against the vaccine, against that particular treatment. And they've recommended hydroxychloroquine amongst some other therapeutics. Yeah, this is a result of our government wanting to do damage to its citizens.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard that it's been a while now. It's been like maybe a month, but Eric Clapton was in Italy and got the AstraZeneca vaccine, which isn't even approved in the United States, and he's had major problems. He doesn't know for a while if he'd ever play guitar ever again. He's had so many issues.
That's his own stupid fault. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for people.
I don't either. But these, because like we have I work with someone that got one of the vaccines, and I was talking to someone that said, oh, yeah, the problem with your arm hurting and having trouble lifting it, that goes away after a couple of days or whatever. I'm like, this is going on 2 months.
Yeah, well, my other show that I go to has a host. He took the vaccine to support his wife, who was practically mandated to get it because of the kind of job that she's on. Now his arm is immobile. So is that a common reaction to the vaccine?
That's what I've been told, that a lot of people
really?
Are having
okay.
issues with their arms. Usually it goes away after like a week, but...
He's had it for longer than a week.
Yeah, that's how she is. She's had it for like a month, over a month now. She can lift things, but it just like is so much pain.
Yeah, the host, he can't even use his hand. I don't think he can grip anything. He doesn't talk about whether or not it's painful, but it's bad enough that he can't he can't use the hand. All of this is not just nuts. It is a crime against humanity. It's against the Nuremberg Code, as a matter of fact, because of these are not officially approved medicines. So as a result, whoever wants to take them can take them, but whoever does not want to take them, according to the trials, the Nuremberg trials, because they were they were investigating, you know, medical atrocities. So there's Nuremberg codes. There's 10 codes. And if you don't want to take it, you don't have to take it. It's part of international law. So the government is actually violating international law, forcing us to take not a vaccine, but some substance that is going to do us harm.
Yep. I am right there with it does, and that's the thing. And it's like, and when Dr. Fauci was like, well, you know, once these get more FDA approval, I'm like, gee, wasn't Zantac FDA approved for how long? And went through all those trials, and now they're having so many people that are developing cancer and have major issues. I'm just waiting for the commercials. Did you get COVID-19 vaccine?
My aunt had got the COVID shot.
Yeah. You know, and they'll be like, if you had this COVID shot and da-da-da-da-da, you know, like, I just have a feeling that in 4 years, you're going to wish you never got it. All these people
that's
are quick jumped on.
Yeah, for some people, it'll be a slow death. Some other somebody else who also goes to the show that I go to on Saturdays, he said that he went to the VAERS website. That's a site that's sponsored by the CDC that allows people to call in with particular problems. I think he told us of the 3.5 million people who had, you know, in the last month or so, who had registered complaints. 200,000 of them were about the reactions to the vaccine. And I've heard 24,000 people have died already as a result of the vaccine.
Wow. Yeah, it does not surprise me, because it was just... Now, do you think that this was something that they've had in the works, that the people that, okay, since we're going to release COVID and all this, that we kind of have... vaccine, we got this thing. Do you think it was something that they already had prepared? They just had to mass produce it?
I don't know. Possibly. They were working on a vaccine, I think, around 2015 or so for the coronavirus family. So they may have had the vaccine ready, you know, to infect everybody. Who knows?
Yeah. Because I've wondered that, like, since... You know, it came from the Wuhan laboratory. I'm wondering if this was going to be, if this, because I kind of feel like they were working on the coronavirus vaccine for that family, and I'm wondering if this was like, well, hey, I sometimes feel like, well, this, like they took this, that was for the coronavirus family, and they added whatever they added to it that they wanted to control the populace. And, hey, this is a vaccine when it's not really a vaccine. It's more just to try to get this out here.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it's most likely a bioweapon. It's most likely meant to do harm. It's most likely meant to kill a certain portion of the population. Some will die slowly. If you go and get the boosters, you're more inclined to die than if you don't. And this push to go door to door to find out if you're vaccinated or not—that's just a precursor to people knocking on your door and saying, "Okay, Mr. Smith, you have not registered. You have not been in our databases, having received the vaccine. You must come with us." You know,
yeah.
And that might be the way they round up people for the FEMA camps.
Yep, I see that happening. And what's scary is a lot of things that, oh, that could never happen. That will never. And like I was talking to some guy, I said, well, just because the government can technically make you wear a purple tutu, they can make you wear a uniform. And if you don't, there's a tax associated with it, just like Obamacare. If you don't have health care, there's a tax. They can make you basically do anything they want to. Okay, well, if you don't get the vaccine, there's going to be a tax.
Yeah.
They'll get it. They'll force it, just like in California, where they're trying to take away your gun rights by, oh, we're going to have these fees, and if you don't pay these fees and you don't keep up on your fees, we can take away your guns.
Yeah. There was a somebody was talking about how they'll, you know, instead of rounding you up if you're disobedient to the government, if you're a dissident, what they'll do is, since they're switching over to digital currency, they'll just freeze your bank accounts. You'll have no credit card, no debit card accessibility. So without the money, right, cashless society, you're going to be quarantined inside your own home. Because where are you going to go if you don't have money?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, it's I don't even want to say screwy, because screwy implies that a nut job is doing something, perhaps not out of malice. But this has to be founded on malice to kill the people of the world. And it's so sad that people want to go along with it. And they're selling out their nations. Our politicians have sold us out for a few million dollars. Oh, what scum.
Yeah, it is. But this, I mean, as much as some people, I hate to say it, but this is a highly orchestrated thing. This is not what they're doing. And it's sad that here's $10 million and you're selling out your American people.
Sure. You know, when you take a look at the bank accounts of some of these congresspeople, 20 years ago they might have had $1 million, $2 million in the bank. Now they got $50, $60 million in the bank. How did they acquire that money? They didn't do it through the stock market, unless they were doing insider trading. They didn't do it with businesses. Some do, but a few haven't. And if they're always campaigning and spending money to campaign, how did they save up $100 or, let's say, $50 million? I say it's because they've been paid under the table by the lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a post I shared that goes, I don't care about Trump's tax returns. He was a billionaire before he became president and didn't take a dime as president. Nancy Pelosi has a net worth of $120 million on a government salary. I want to see her tax returns. I want to see where that money's coming from. No one talks about people like that.
Absolutely. I want to see where that money is coming from. If you've got $120 million in assets, how did you as a public official making what? $175,000, let's say even $200,000 a year. How did you acquire that much money? I want to know. You're there to protect us. You're there to do what we want, and you have to be transparent. So I want to see your tax returns.
Yep. Oh, yeah, when people try to ask a question, she walks away when someone tries to ask a legitimate question.
Yep. Well, in any case, I'm going to let you go, Kyle. All right?
All right, man.
You take it
take
easy.
Take care. You too, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But that's the thing. It's like when Newsweek had all those magazines of unity and healing, unity and healing. Where's all this unity and healing? She has walls on her. Oh, she can't have a wall at the border, but she has one around her house. I mean, you try to ask tough questions like, well, hey, they don't want to hear it. You got $120 million net worth. See, the sad and scary thing is Oprah. She's a billionaire and a woman. And you're going to tell me that people sit there when she basically tells them you won't be able to mount to nothing, you won't be able to just sit down, you're never going to make it in life, you can't do anything. Remember, you're black, you can't accomplish anything. Well, guess what, folks? And no one, I mean, are they really not looking at her saying, okay, she's one of the most wealthiest people on the planet, probably in the top 10 wealthiest people on the planet, and she's a black woman, and you're going to believe her when she says you can't accomplish anything? Two and two should be going off in your head going, ding, 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 wait a minute, it ain't adding up, folks. I don't understand. How you get, but then the same people that said Trump wasn't doing anything, because I had people that going off of me saying I was a bleeping racist because Trump was banning travel to all these places. But then 5 months later, Trump didn't do enough. So what, did he not ban enough countries or what? because you were everything he was doing to stop COVID, you said he was racist and all this crap for it. Now you're saying he didn't do enough. You know, you're the one screaming defund the police, and now you're saying it's Republicans that are responsible because they were the ones that were doing it. Now, Republicans want you to have a gun so that if someone goes into Walmart and starts shooting up, as long as he's not like with fully, as long as he's not fully loaded and has like five AR-15s, you know, you might be able to try to do something. See, we're conservatives, we're libertarians, we're free thinkers. We think for ourselves, not this world. These people, I'm just going to, thinking is too hard, so I'm just going to, well then, you know, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to leave it to the government because, yeah. I'm so tired of these woke people in this country and this indoctrination. Welcome back to Wokeme Street. That's right, folks. This is... We're going to have, like, instead of Sesame Street, we're going to Wokeme Street, and it's going to be on Critical Race Theory TV, formerly MTV. And they're going to indoctrinate your kids. New from Hasbro, Indoctrination Elmo. Critical Race Theory is great. All you have to do is spout racial slurs at him, and he comes back with you because he's learned all kinds of stuff through critical race theory. I mean, that's what this world's coming to. I remember one time I was babysitting for someone and said, this is, and I was watching TV, kid shows, this is what you'll learn today on television. When I was a kid, I saw Tom and Jerry cut their tails off, beat each other with hammers, blow each other up. And did we blow each other up and hit each other with hammers? No. We had a more stable society, and we grew up watching The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote and Tom and Jerry doing all kinds of violent stuff, but we were smart enough to realize that, hey, that's cartoons, it's not real. Imagine if you had MacGyver on TV today. This TV show MacGyver shows a man doing actual stunts. Please do not attempt any of these things at home or in real life. They got that warnings on MacGyver. I watched it going, that's kind of neat, but I bet you it's not real. I bet you if you can do it, they leave out key steps. You know, I didn't think about. But that's got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in where we are listening around the world. But that's where we're at. We have this society where they blame everything on television. If then why don't we have a very violent, why we had gun racks in the back of our trucks, fully loaded. Where was all the gun violence? Where was all the school shootings? We saw Tom and Jerry beat each other and kill each other every episode 50 times. Why the coyote got killed 50 million times? How? Where was the violent society when we grew up? Because we had moms and dads. We were taught right from wrong. If you did something wrong, you got your butt beat. We learned. We drank from a hose. We weren't these people that like have like 10 bottles of sanitizer hanging from them and to make sure they don't get any bacteria in them at all. And then when they actually get something, their body doesn't know how to fight it because it doesn't have any antibodies for anything. And then they, oh, Lord. I guess on this program, I try to understand this world, and I can't. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Thank you so much. And remember, folks, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and a sacred honor. Till this Wednesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.